Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about facts about the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we check in with the Davis Refinery with an update with William Prentice, the CEO of the Meridian Energy Group. Plus, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford talk about the Bakken and how impressed they are with the oil companies being able to respond to low oil prices. Also, what the future for the UAS drone industry looks like in the oil and gas industry. Plus, Cindy Sanford and Phil Davis, Job Service North Dakota, give us an update on the latest jobs that are available for the oil and gas industry. And Rick Moon with Frank's Manufacturing talks about how plastic molds and containers are being used in shale plays across the United States. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
It holds the power of the hour, and the light switch turns your tongue sour.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota.
Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye.
I've always thought that patience seems to be what your guys' biggest attribute almost is on this, and like the health department's really trying to make an all-star team here to say, you're going to have to run an extra mile after practice tonight, so you got to go back and make sure that permit is good from the manufacturer. Am I way out of line with that analogy? But that's kind of like how I've been looking at this.
Well, no, you know, it's not out of line. You got guys like that that are highly qualified, that know the business at least as well as we do. They're going to be tough on you, and you're not going to get away with anything. So, you know, we might, you know, grouse about it once in a while. And just like when you run that extra mile, you're not very happy with that extra mile halfway through it. But you do it, and you get it done, and you're better off for it. And those guys really put us through our paces. And I think the project is much, much stronger as a result.
All right, so let's talk about another misleading speculation that I've heard out there regarding the Public Service Commission and some permits. I heard something about it. I made a call to a couple of the commissioners out there I've known for a while. I didn't really understand what the heck they were talking about, so I thought I'd just talk to you a little bit about it. And do you expect to submit an application to expand 55,000 BPDs? That's kind of what I was trying to, I guess, to get to the bottom of, where are you at with the process?
Well, I mean, the laws and the regulations are pretty clear. The PSC has jurisdiction over and must issue a siting certificate for a energy processing facility of 50,000 barrels per day or over. So we get ready to go ahead with the second phase of Davis, which would take us up to about 55,000 barrels per day. Yeah, we got to go to the PSC and get a siting certificate. You know, we've always expected to have to do that. It's not a big deal. You know, the confusion, I think, started because, you know, when we went to the health department, you know, you got to go to the health department no matter how big your refinery is. It could be 2 barrels a day, and they would have to review it for your quality permits. So, we had to go there. They asked us to go ahead and submit our application for both phases at once, not because, you know, the second phase is a foregone conclusion, but because, in fact, you know, decisions you make about designing both phases impact the emissions for the first phase significantly. And again, you know, we complained about it amongst ourselves when they asked us to do that. But as a result, anybody looking at the documents will notice that the amended application submitted in April has significantly lower emissions that we're asking to be approved than the one we originally submitted in October. So, you know, in fact, the fact that we had to go through that two-phase system or process enabled us to improve the design again. Again, you know, health department, we complained about it at the time, but they knew what they were doing. We don't have to go to the PSC until phase two, so there's no reason to do that. We're aware of the law, and we're gonna do exactly what we're supposed to do in connection with the PSC siting certificate. But that's not till 2 or 3 years down the road.
Any final thoughts you have about what's going on out there at the Davis Refinery? Either anything that we didn't talk about, anything you want to reiterate? We have the CEO, William Prentice, of Meridian Energy Group on the line with us. So take advantage of the opportunity to find out latest and greatest updates with the new Davis Refinery, going to add thousands of jobs out there to the Bakken oil field. I'm getting excited for it. To me, it's exciting. First Greenfield Refinery, 50 years. I'd imagine you guys are just extremely excited to get this project done. And the word fruition comes to mind. Come to fruition.
There's a lot to be said for that comparison because, you know, it's more like farming than ranching. You know, you're husbanding this entire process and trying to create something that's going to last for a long time. And, you know, we've had our heads down digging for quite a while, but every once in a while you have a chance to kind of stand there and look around at what you've accomplished. And in the community for the last 2.5-3 years, we have accomplished a lot. And this project now has tremendous momentum. We're very happy about the status of all of our permits and all of the commercial relationships that have been developed to support the refinery. And we're just eager to get into construction. I mean, that's when it'll be even more real to everybody. And I think we'll be there pretty soon.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Yes, I was born on the first day of my life. And I was 2 years old when John Lennon died.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.